Hi, I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
We're happy you joined us today. Now let's have some fun making family memories in the kitchen. And we're going to do that with eggs today, Miss Nini.
Eggs are an important ingredient in the kitchen. It doesn't matter if you're cooking or you're baking. The chicken is a wonderful invention, and we're so glad to be able to have that product to help help us produce much better products in our home.
And they actually are good for us, you know, not if you eat six a day, but they are a really good source of protein and lots of other kinds of nutrients. So keep those eggs around. And I guess saying that, you can store eggs in the refrigerator for up to 4 to 5 weeks beyond the pack date.
Well, where's that pack date located, Lamont?
I don't know. Have you checked it out, Miss Nini?
I have. I found it on the end of the carton, and it will say best if used by such and such a date. More than likely, I like to do is eggs are on sale. I will purchase some and keep them refrigerated, keep them cooled for the length of time that I think I have in order to use them in my home.
And just another thing in terms of storing them, leave them in the container that they come in and put them on the shelf. Don't put them in the door, and then they'll be safe and good quality.
What is wrong with these refrigerator manufacturers, at least those of old anyway, who always used to put those little egg-indented impression containers in the sides, inside of that refrigerator door, which made we as consumers think that that's where the eggs should go.
That's the way to do it, yeah. You take those out and then you use them to separate things, you know, separate coins or I don't know what else. Anyhow, on to eggs. You know, one of the experiences that you had, Miss Nini, was working with your granddaughter. And we want to talk about how she learned to crack and separate eggs.
Okay, well, little Missy, our granddaughter, is 5, turning 6. She had never cracked an egg. And that can be a difficult task, especially when with young children whose fine motor skills are still being developed, it can even be difficult for an adult to do it, to have the right amount of pressure when you hit that egg on a surface to crack it. You don't want it to spread all over and go splat, and yet you want it to have a crack that is large enough or deep enough so that when you put your thumbs together over that crack and push down to gently release that shell, the egg will come out of its shell intact.
So what do you think is the easiest way? What did she find was an easy way to crack that egg appropriately?
The first thing that she wanted to do was to crack that egg on the edge of the bowl we were using to mix the ingredients. We were making a key lime pie. It takes 5 egg yolks, and so she needed to first of all learn how to crack the eggs, and then we've got into the step of separating the eggs whites from the egg yolks.
Doesn't everybody crack them on the edge of the bowl?
No, many people do, but I would like to encourage them to change their mode of cracking for this reason. When you crack an egg, some of the shell can mysteriously, accidentally end up in the bottom of the bowl in which you're mixing. And I don't know about you, but when I'm making a key lime pie and I'm eating a key lime pie, I don't expect crunch in my pie. And if I taste crunch, I think, this is eggshell and it shouldn't be in there. So it's a much safer way of cracking an egg is to have a little extra dish to the side, and I use just a little glass custard cup. You can use a cereal bowl, whatever is convenient to use. Crack the egg on the counter, not on the edge of the bowl, but on the counter. Then bring it over towards this small bowl. Put your thumbs in, so where your thumbs meet each other at that crack line, and gently open that egg and allow it to drop in the bowl and discard the shells.
And because there are a couple of other reasons for that, occasionally there's a bad egg. Very, very seldom. And occasionally there's a double yolk egg, which may be okay sometimes, but other times if your recipe is one that has, you know, some finite things in it, you don't want a double yolk. So that lets you take a look at that egg before you pour it into the mixing bowl and do another egg.
Yes, definitely. That is the safest, most sure way of having excellence in your eggs being part of the batter without having shells involved. Now, there probably will be a time, and this happens to me, even though I've cracked hundreds of dozens of eggs, in especially with my business.
Yes.
But there still can be a little piece of shell that accidentally gets in with that egg in my little dish. And so then, you know what works really well, LaVon, is to take that half of shell in which the egg has come out of, this empty half shell, and use that as a retractor, you might say, for that little piece of shell that's in the bowl. That it's interesting to watch that little piece of shell. It's like mama calling baby home, and because the little shell comes, is it so attracted to that piece of big eggshell that it's almost like it comes right to the shell, and you can easily get it out.
Uh-huh. Now, we're also going to talk about separating eggs, mm-hmm. and you're going to share a recipe again on the web or through the mail. Mm-hmm. A chocolate chip cookie in a cup that takes one egg yolk. So yes. How do we get that egg separated?
There are many different ways to separate an egg white from an egg yolk. There, you can use old-fashioned ways of cracking open the egg, putting the whole egg in your hand, and allowing the white to run through the your fingers. There, you can coddle the egg back and forth through the shells and allow that white to drip down into one bowl and then put the yolk in another bowl. There are different devices out on the market too, called egg separators. Some are wire, some are more solid, made of more solid material. They can assist you in also separating that egg
and
from the white.
And then I found a kitchen funnel will also work.
Yes.
And then there's that thing we've seen on the computer where you take a plastic bottle mm-hmm. and suck up the... And you've done that.
Oh, that's really fun. Yes, so. But you do have to have the right bottle in order to do it. Some of the really inexpensive water bottles are very, very thin and pliable, mm-hmm. and you want something that just a little bit firmer than those really inexpensive
so
ones.
If you want to try that, go ahead. In this case, for this recipe, if a little bit of the white and yolk get mixed, it's probably not important, but oftentimes mm-hmm. in our recipes we want to make sure that there is no yolk left in the white. And mm-hmm. I know, Miss Nene, that we're going to talk about eggs again because they're so important, and
yes.
we can talk more about that. But in this recipe, one egg yolk, and what's really the fun part of this?
The fun part of making this recipe is that all those ingredients, there's seven ingredients, go into a greased coffee cup, coffee mug, and stir them up, put them in the microwave for just a brief amount of time on high power, and if the results are very delicious, single-serving chocolate chip cookie, warm from the oven, you can eat right away. And, oh, don't forget that glass of frothy milk.
Okay. And the other good thing about this, you know, if I make a batch of chocolate chip cookies, even if I put them in the freezer, it's always tempting to eat one mm-hmm. more, one more, one more. Mm-hmm. Here we have one sweet treat, and that's mm-hmm. it. But now we have a leftover white.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And what do we do with it, LaVon?
Yes, well, I think the easy thing to do is save it in the fridge for not very long, although you can put them in the freezer for a long time, and add another egg to it and make an omelet or just scramble eggs in a cup.
How wonderful. And put that in the microwave and cook it. You've got an entree and a dessert in just two little wham-bam moments of time.
Easy to clean up. And mm-hmm. And we've said a microwave cup, and that's really important that you, in either case, you use the microwave cup. In the case of the omelet, and maybe this would be in case of the cookie, you could also do it in a 16-ounce paper cup.
Sure.
So we have a breakfast on the go now if you do the yes. omelet or scrambled eggs in mm-hmm. a cup.
And it's just then discard the cup and you have your utensils all cleaned up.
Yes, on the go. So in terms of, I mentioned we could freeze eggs if mm-hmm. you have a number of leftover whites and or yolks. It is best to separate them into whites and yolks
okay.
and put them in the freezer in an airtight container. They will keep up to a year, but I recommend you don't put them in the back of the freezer.
It's easy to forget them then, isn't it?
It is. And probably to kind of look ahead, where might you use them? So don't, if you have a dozen, like you do mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah, well, making angel food cakes, I have 12 egg whites. I have 12 egg yolks. And it can be very difficult to think, how am I going to use these?
Okay, so separate them out. And look for the recipes. But
look forward to next time, what we're doing too. What would that be, LaVon?
It is going to be a no-cook tomato sauce.
When I saw the recipe for that and you showed me before, I thought, this really looks fresh. Okay, we are so, so glad that you joined us today on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And remember, fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.